This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. Wildfire smoke that posed a health hazard to millions continues to choke the U.S. West Coast as firefighters battle deadly blazes that have obliterated some towns and displaced tens of thousands of people. The Oregon authorities have said that more than 1,500 square miles have burned in recent days, nearly doubling the size of a typical year in an area larger than the state of Rhode Island. More than 40,000 people have been evacuated, and about 500,000 are in different levels of evacuation zones, according to the Oregon Governor Kate Brown. Oregon's emergency management director said officials were preparing for a possible mass fatality event if many more bodies turn up in the ash, and the state fire marshal resigned after abruptly being placed on administrative leave. State police superintendent said the crisis demanded an urgent response that required a leadership change. Search and rescue workers found three more bodies in the rubble of a Northern California wildfire, raising the death toll in that fire to at least 12. Total deaths in the state's recent blazes to at least 22. The Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey announced the additional deaths Saturday, but they did not provide any details. He said 13 people still remain unaccounted for. The fire, which roared into Berry Creek and Feather Falls in the Sierra Nevada foothills, destroyed the small town of Berry Creek. Hurricane Paulette gained hurricane status late Saturday. It's expected to bring storm surge, coastal flooding, and high winds to Bermuda over the coming days, according to the U.S. National Hurricane Advisory. It is the strongest in terms of winds of six disturbances the center was tracking in the Atlantic Ocean and Gulf of Mexico. Also, Tropical Storm Sally is inching up from Florida to the Gulf Coast. This is VOA News. There are more than 920,000 deaths from COVID-19 globally, with more than 28.7 million infections. The United States has the highest number of deaths, followed by Brazil. And Oxford University says trials of coronavirus vaccine that it's developing with pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca will resume after being paused due to reported side effects in a patient in the UK. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
In a statement, the university says in large trials such as this, it's expected that some participants will become unwell and every case must be carefully evaluated to ensure careful assessment of safety. It said that globally some 18,000 people have received the vaccine as part of the trial. An AstraZeneca spokesman said earlier this week that a woman had developed severe neurological symptoms that prompted the pause in testing. Zaria Shackley, London.
Coronavirus infections in the Dakotas in the U.S. have been growing faster than anywhere else in the nation over the last 2 weeks, AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
Johns Hopkins University researchers say North and South Dakota have led the country in per capita cases. The states have also posted some of the country's highest positivity rates for COVID-19 tests. That's an indication there are more infections than tests are catching. The infections have been spurred by schools and universities reopening, as well as mass gatherings like the Sturgis motorcycle rally. Nonetheless, the governors of North and South Dakota, both of whom are Republican, have resisted mask requirements. I'm Ben Thomas.
Australia's Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton on Sunday defended the government's right to intelligence raids. This to prevent foreign interference after China condemned searches on the homes of its journalists working in Australia. Dutton declined to directly confirm that the Chinese journalists were questioned by Australia's intelligence agency in June, saying an investigation was still underway, but said that there was some activity by the country's intelligence agency. The raids were revealed by China's foreign ministry last week in the wake of two Australian journalists departing China after questioning by Chinese police. Australia's trade minister said the agencies acted on evidence related to a foreign interference investigation. On Saturday, China's state media condemned those raids. Relations between Australia and its top trading partner, China, have been deteriorating gradually over the recent years and have soured further this year after Canberra called for an investigation into the origins of the novel coronavirus, angering Beijing. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.